It is noon o'clock.
Do you know where your brain is?
Listen to Zombo, and I'll tell you, that was a trip down memory lane. That last section of music, I just thought, you know, because I was doing all the Monster Surf stuff, and it just brought me back to, like, my DJing. I 14 years at Cedar Point, DJed music on their one of their haunted, it's like they're above the haunted, kind of like a haunted house thing, for Halloween weekends, when they first started out in 1998, they brought me on board, and as DJ and playing in band. And what I was doing the first year, first couple years, they actually DJ, they got like CDs and all this other stuff, and I'm DJing live. And I find, wow, nobody really, just people just walking by, nobody really cares. The first year was really bizarre, because what I did the very first year, because they said, just do whatever you want. And at that time, I was doing a thing called Zombo's Mondo Record Party. And what I did is that people donated all their old television sets to me. So I had about, maybe about a dozen TVs. Most of them black and white, most of them kind of small. Some of them, like the pictures didn't work right. Some of them were all glitched out. And what I did is I would chain them all together with coaxial cables. Yeah, it's old school. And I'd hook them into my VCR. And in the VCR, I would play like monster movie trailers. And, you know, so it was, and I remember wearing a first time, second year, yeah, I wore a Mexican wrestling mask. And I was on a little stage, and I had all these TVs, and they had like a smoke machine, and I had like all these like Universal Monster, because we could get away because there was, I think, not much copyright on some of these like really obscure monster movie trailers. So I did that, and then I was actually DJing live, and I play some surf stuff. I play Monster Mash a handful of times, and you know, they kept bringing me back, which was awesome. You know, I was really good friends. Also, I was really good friends with the vice president of entertainment. She was really a sweetheart. And so she goes, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. And, like, she introduced me to, there's a picture of me with Elvira hanging out. And Elvira was, this was like in the 90s, man. So Elvira does not even remember anything. Elvira doesn't remember nothing. But it was nice, you know. And so anyhow, few years pass by, I keep doing it, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to make this easy. I'm going to get the best monster surf music I can possibly find. And I put it together, mixed it all together, and one CD, actually two CDs, and they're about 40 minutes long, and I just pop it in. It was great. I could pop it in, and while I was doing that, I could find I could do other things. You know, I could look busy. And what I was doing, I was importing. At that time, I was just building all my music up. Right now, I have about a million tunes. No kidding. A million tunes. And at that time, I was just like getting CDs from other people, CDs from here, this, that. And I was dumping them into my hard drive. So that's another thing I did while, you know, I just couldn't sit there and do nothing and wave. And then on the half hour, that's right, on the half hour, they would have their monster, the Cedar Point, what they call the Midway Monsters, come out. And they would dance to, like, I'd have to play the Hokey Pokey, but I would play the Brave Combo version. They'd want to hear the Chicken Dance. I'd do the Brave Combo's version of Chicken Dance. They'd want whatever I wanted, I would play. What else did I do? I played some fun stuff. Ring Dang Do. I did that version by The Liars, which is a great garage rock version of that tune. And yeah, so it was fun. And Monster Surf. I played all kinds of, like, stuff for the monsters to dance to. And then on the other half hour, I would play a half hour block of my surf stuff. So this way, once again, I mentioned that I play a lot of instrumental music there, so I couldn't get in trouble. You know, you mentioned something about, like, you know, someone getting bitten by a spider and dying. Oh, my uncle got bit by a spider. That was traumatic. That kind of crap, because people are big babies. But so anyhow, in this set, you hear bands like The Fathoms, the best surf bands, monstery surf bands, The Fathoms. This is The Fathoms. Satan's Pilgrims. And there's actually a tune in there by my old band, The Surfaholics. We did a thing called Franken Surfer. This is one more tune by The Fathoms. We're going to get into more stuff in just a bit. But boy, because here's what I would do. A lot of it was interesting. When you do something for like over a decade, it just kind of burns into your memory, because right now, there I can hear this music and I visualize a roller coaster, because I was on the balcony, And I could see it was like the Praying Mantis was the name of the one ride. I could see the Praying Mantis going around. I could see, like, I was in front of, like, the fast merry-go-round. I could watch that. It was, and even if it was, like, cold and rainy, I'd still be out there. And it was a great gig. It was a lot of fun. But Halloween always seemed to, I always seemed to gravitate towards Halloween. It's really, like with this Living Dead stuff. I'm going to be doing that next week. Going to be hosting that. Why is that? You know, maybe because I talk like this, I do not know. But always drawn to Halloween. Halloween is all holidays should be Halloween. They should get rid of all the other holidays and replace them all with different Halloweens. Mm-hmm. I really do. There should be a gift given Halloween. They could take, that could take the place of Christmas. There could be a New Year Halloween. There could be a Valentine's Halloween. It would be nice. It'd be, you know, you're making up holidays. You might as well go all the way. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving Halloween, that would be interesting. You just, you know, carve the turkey into, like, a, you know, maybe put a, I don't know, do something spooky. Put dry ice in it. There you go. Poison everybody. Put dry ice in the turkey. Poison everybody. But yeah, we're coming upon the holiday seasons, which is a nice way to get through the rotten weather. The rotten weather in this neck of the woods is rough to get to once you get into, like, December, January, and February. Those 3 months, we muscle through those 3 months, and that's awesome. That's how you do it. You milestone it. You go holiday by holiday. And I'm glad they put the holidays, like, in the worst time, you know, worst weather of the year. Helps you get through stuff. Helps you keep, 'cause you got to look forward to stuff. You always got to look forward to something. What else I got to tell you? Hey, you know, would you put your 3-year-old kid on the windowsill? You know who you're asking. Yeah, I would. Would you set him beside a lit fireplace? Okay. Put him at the deep end of the pool? Now, come on, man. These rhetorical questions are killing me. You know I'm going to do that. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Yes. Yes. Because it's no big deal. But they say car crashes are the leading killer of children. Aside from those monsters under your bed that will kill the child from 1 to 13 years old. That's right. They might say it was a car accident. But you know, it was that monster under the bed. Came out of the closet right around 2 or 3 in the morning. Snuck under the bed. You had just happened to have your arm dangling over the side of the bed. Monster takes big chomp out of it. And before you know it, you're dead. Your kid's stone dead. And then you drag him into the car. And you say, I can't let anybody know that a monster killed my kid. They're going to pin that on me. I'm going to tell them a monster from under the bed killed my kid. They're going to say, no, you did it. You chomped his hand. You killed him. So what you do is you get the wrong kind of car seat. And you put your dead kid in there. And then you drive around and have a car crash. And then you say, well, I don't know where the kid's arm went. I have zero idea. This is just, everything's been totaled. Luckily, I had my seatbelt on. But Junior, he was in the incorrect car seat, and now he is dead. Stone dead. So there's your statistic for the kids that die for car seats. They're actually done in by the monsters under their bed, and the parents just covering that up. That's right. And basically, the monsters under the bed are very just gruntled tooth fairies. These kids have very good dental hygiene. Very frustrated tooth fairies. You know? They just turn evil. They do. They wait at night. There you go. So there you go. There's your horror movie. Right there. That's better than 10 Sharknadoes. That plot is better than 10 Sharknadoes. Brought to you by the traffic people who want to sell you a damn car seat. How you bums doing? Got about an hour to go. This is another Ventures tune, which probably isn't the Ventures. But yeah, just hanging out with you guys. What, I got to tell you about some shows on this station? I'm going to tell you about some other thing. SIC. Turn into SIC, where we throw the rule book out the window and embrace the pure chaos of metal, hardcore, and EDM, or EDM as it's known. We're talking earth-shattering riffs, guttural growls, skull-shaking bass drops that will leave you breathless. So that's the kind of music that's growl, 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 growl. What'd he say? Oh, he said that, you know, you should reverse the polarity on your nucleuses. Is that what he said? Yeah. Growl, growl, growl. Wow-wee. So that's talking about the space-time continuum? Man, this is really this guy's brainy. Well, tune in Thursdays, 3 p.m. right here on this here station. And Dr. Orsi Tumbo Sounds, the Tumbo Sounds Show is a uniquely curated radio show, mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner, Dr. Oscar Reduli. I'll just call him Dr. Oscar. Listen to old Dr. Oscar. WRCT, Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Oh, man, another Fathoms tune. So it's just remember, man. You just remember. All right, we'll do one more Fathoms tune. Man, there's a great, great surf band out of Boston called the Fathoms. And they didn't even mean to be like a Halloween band. But listen how spooky and reverby all this sounds. I mean, the guys just really capture a dark, surfy tune so well. Right about now, I'd be thinking about my paycheck. Oh, boy, I'm going to get that big money from Cedar Point. So then, after Cedar Point, so after 14 years, I was like the last independent contractor, because they got bought out by, I think, Universal. And I was the last independent contractor. My friend, who was the vice president of entertainment, retires. And they say, well, your services are no longer needed. So, like, okay, I'll mosey on. Someone says, hey, you should check out Kennywood. You should bring your monster band and your monster DJing to Kennywood. Since you're in Pittsburgh, Kennywood's right around here. They do the Phantom Nights. I check in. I was like, oh, wow, we'll give you $0.05. $0.05? Yeah, we'll give you $0.05, but you have to work Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. Because you like what you do, right? I guess because you like what you do does not mean it does not have a financial value. That's one thing I've learned. So needless to say, never ended up at Kennywood. But it's so funny because I was like, oh, yeah, you do the monsters. Why don't you do it there? Yeah, for $0.05. And I don't even need the money. It's just the idea that I'm doing that for $0.05. Or they'll say, well, you know, you can play outside and hundreds of people are going to see you. Think of the exposure. That's right. I'm thinking of the exposure. People die from exposure, especially when you're out in this kind of weather. So don't be a sucker. Just because you like what you do, don't give it away for free. Now that's a PSA you can take to the bank. Not this put your dumb kid in the right kind of car seat nonsense. This is life lessons here you're getting. This is how not to be a chump for the man. And once you figure out how to not be a chump for the man, that is the most valuable key to a successful life. Don't be a chump for the man. Message brought to you by me and this station. Not really. All right, that's enough of that. I got surfed out. Whew. That was a nice little thing. That was nice to go down that road. That was very nice to go down that road. So we're going to, I don't know, I really don't want to do any more surf stuff. What do we got here? We'll try this. Los Pequeños, this is Chemical Monster. If this is a surf thing, I'll move on. Sounds surfy. Yeah, it's got that 1-4-5 and that tap, 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 tap. All right, let's lose that, okay? Because I'm on a... Even my favorite kinds of music... I get bored with after like about 30 minutes. That's why it's such a free form show. It's like, okay, it's 3 hours of surf stuff. It's 3 hours of rockabilly. It's 3 hours of oldies. It's 3 hours of weird music. Now, 3 hours of that I can handle. 3 hours of... Here's Monster Groove. Now, this is the James Taylor Quartet, so this should be kind of grooving. Yeah! Nice palate cleanser, man. In your brain. RCT. Monster Groove, James Taylor Quartet. Thank you.
My coldest little monster, where are you tonight? Disemboweling someone else beneath the full moon's light? I long to feel the coolness of your decomposing hand and join you in our coffin full of Transylvania sand. I still recall our honeymoon spent on the Bolga Pass, and how that rich Romanian blood would always give you gas. I'd hold you while you slept all day, and when at night we'd rise, I'd wipe the sleepy maggots from the corners of your eyes. My coolest little monster, you left me here in pain. My very soul is squirming like the worms inside your brain. I miss the way your bulging eyes popped gaily from your head, and how I used to chase them when they rolled beneath the bed. No price would be too precious if it meant I'd win her back. I'd buy for her the sun and moon, but who in hell wants that? I'll have to be more clever to relight her dying fire and offer her the gruesome things I know that she'll desire. Ah, you're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your old news for home use, a crate full of hateful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, water of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, 8 pails of hang days, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings. The coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Oh, monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Yeah, for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hatpin that's bat skin, 3 scraps of kneecaps, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Oh, my dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in their sockets. Coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
So it is with you. We'll be right back.
That's right, Tom. That was Robot Monster, USB Sex by Messer Chups. Before that, we heard Los Astilios doing Monster Apache. We heard Social Distortion, Mommy's Little Monster, The Surf Sluts, Monster in My Garage, Gnarls Barkley did Boogie Monster, Zachary, Coolest Little Monster. We heard You're a Monster by Subsonics. Boy, there's a lot of stuff here. Carl Stalling Project, Skeleton Dance, Mutant Monster by the Smoggers. Oh, great thrift store find from years ago that I found. An album called Monster by the incredible Jimmy Smith. And that was him on the organ, man, killing it, the Monsters theme. Before that, that whole set started off with something kind of smooth and jazzy. Monster Groove by the James Taylor Quartet. You listen to Zombo Radio. We had a day today. We had time. We had a day. All kinds of fantastic monster stuff. I will be in next Friday, which will be nice. Continuing, we have two more weeks of monster songs all about monsters. And then I'll be off to the Living Dead weekend to host that next weekend. So I'll be in here. Then I got to dash out there Friday and interview zombies. So there. It's a hard knock life. It is. You guys all right? Ah, they certainly are. And it is wonderful to actually share some of my monsterific music with you. And if you want downloads of all the shows, you know you can go to zomboco.com. Help yourself, download, and stream to your heart's content. And it is free, okay? You get what you pay for. And other than that, damn! We're going to leave you with another really rare track you won't hear anywhere else, and maybe for a good reason. In the 1980s, I was friends with a guy named Greg Fernandez. He did a thing called Good Q Sign. And man, he would take, this is all done with records and a cassette recorder. So what you're going to hear now are just, he was total OCD dude. And he would sit down there with the pause button on the cassette and the record. Now, this record actually is from Christopher Columbus Discovers America. How about that? So it's a fictional album, and it is a children's telling of Columbus's voyage. And this one's called Sea Monsters Will Get You. And once again, this is all analog cut up stuff, and I love what this guy does. And you know, let's do this. Sea Monsters Will Get You.
Sea monsters will get you. Sea Just look what Juan did to me. Just look what Juan did to me.
I remain in your brain, WRCT, right here, in the pits.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Come on, man. Wake up. Welcome to the Constitution of the United States of America does not apply to any Indian living on an Indian reservation. So welcome to the reservation. Welcome to the reservation.
That's Russell Means, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Russell Means. Welcome to the reservation. Indigenous communities are among the poorest in the United States. This is one of the many persistent symptoms of the colonial relationship imposed by force upon indigenous peoples. As famed historian Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz says, neither arcane colonial laws nor the historical trauma of genocide simply disappear with time. And certainly not when conditions of life and consciousness perpetuate them. From the earliest days of colonial settlement, a theme of eliminating Indians in the name of expansion and settler opportunity became embedded into the U.S. political system and culture. The violence unleashed on the largely defenseless Indian nations had few parallels in history. Treaties and policies involving indigenous peoples have consistently been designed to disadvantage them, locking them into suppressed social status and codifying their dependence on the U.S. government. Our guest today is Russell Means, a renowned activist for indigenous rights. In Oglala Lakota, he was born on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. He was a founding member of the American Indian Movement, AIM, and its first national director. He passed away in 2012. This never-before-broadcast program was recorded at Bowdoin College in Maine in 1992. And now, Russell Means, welcome to the reservation.
Hamitakwepi, miyoma Lakota. Imajianta hawa kienzi tiyoshpai kile khesapa kien lila wakan. Maka wakan. I said in my language, part of a traditional greeting I am bound to give because I come from an oral society. I said, hello, my relatives. I am an ally, and I come from our very sacred holy land, the Black Hills, which is in what is called the state of South Dakota now. The white man calls us Sioux Indians. You know, a long time ago, almost half a century, my grandfather told me a story, and I want to relate it to you all. He said, a long time ago, the people were sitting around the campfire. He said, and the men started begin to watch the women grow with child. And as they continued to watch, they witnessed the miracle of life, the miracle of birth. And then they saw that new life, that new miracle taken by the woman. And they nurtured that new life at their breast. And they watched that baby begin to grow. That was the end of his little story to me when I was 5 or 6 years old. My grandfather would take me on walks when I was 6 years old.